Reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into Capernaum, a centurion came up and pleaded with him. "Sir," he said, "my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, and in great pain." "I will come myself and cure him," said Jesus. The centurion replied, "Sir, I'm not worthy to have you under my roof. Just give the word, and my servant will be cured. For I am under authority myself, and have soldiers under me. I say to one man, go, and he goes. To another, come here, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, "I tell you solemnly, nowhere in Israel have I found faith like this. I tell you that many will come from east and west to take their place with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The human being is the animal with horizons, but also the animal who overcomes horizons. In fact, the two go together. Other animals live in the place where they are. Human beings live beyond the place where they are. But with limitations, we can't always reach out. We're limited by space, by time, geography, the shortness of life. But in a sense, these aren't limitations for us at all, because we have minds that reach out beyond all horizons. Aristotle defines life in terms of movement. Plants move by growing, animals move around, they fly, they swim. Sometimes they dig into the ground like moles or worms. The human being, though, moves with their mind. And here Thomas Aquinas goes a bit beyond Aristotle. In fact, far beyond, because he understands the power of the spirit that reaches out beyond herself. Today is the feast of Francis Xavier, famous for having travelled further, at least in history, than any other saint. The greatest of missioners, the sheer volume of space he crossed. And yet he was a man under obedience. He could easily have spent his life under Ignatius, might never have left Europe. He could have lived a very limited life. He could still be a traveller. He's the patron saint of missions. The other patron saint is Thérèse of Lisieux, and she never travelled very far at all. She went to Rome, but spent most of her short life in this small convent in the north of France, in an obscure town, Lisieux, famous in fact only because of her. This reading is a missionary reading, but it's also about horizons and distance. It's interesting what the man says, "I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to another, come, and he comes." It's about travel. The power of the centurion is the power to make people travel. And yet the one he doesn't tell to go or come is Jesus Christ. In fact, quite the opposite. He says, "Stay where you are, because I understand that your power, your greatness, doesn't need to travel. You don't move in the body, you move in the spirit. I know you can cure from a distance." And as such, he's understood what it is to live in Christ already. It's not that he doesn't want to bother Christ, it's rather he knows that Christ's power is already filling the world. His presence is filling the world. He knows that this one will be present in so many ways. And most especially for us, he's present under the form of bread and wine in the sacrament. That's why it seems appropriate that we use his words, the words of the centurion at our Mass. "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof," before we receive Christ in the sacrament. Christ comes to us because Christ fills the world. And as such, Christ's humanity is the extension of humanity. As human beings, we long for a whole world. We long for the world that of humanity that we can never get to know in this life. So many people, so many lives, and all of them too short. We long for an eternity. That's what heaven is. Heaven is the extension beyond horizons. We can do it in part here by prayer, by hope, by belief in the power of God. In heaven, all share. In heaven, we reach out. As the psalmist said, "You have made wide my heart. made it wide enough to contain the whole of humanity redeemed in Christ. Beyond the horizons is heaven. There are no horizons. All are near, all are present, all are together in Christ.